again, Harry is whipped. Do you know the expression whipped?
I'm familiar with the phrase.
I won't use the full expression. But Harry is whipped like no person I think I've ever seen. Not a fan of Meghan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. And I wasn't right from the beginning. Same I think poor you. Harry is being led around by his nose, okay?
You think he's going to win?
I do. I've been a very good predictor, as you know. I've predicted almost everything. It'll end, and it'll end bad.
Ooh, lads, this version of Trump is the best version of Trump. He's all out of F's, Abe. He's all out of F's. Strengthening our border, kicking out illegal alien criminals, making fun of these royal douchebags over here.
Please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore.
No, we can take some more. We won't be able to walk straight in the morning, Abe. But we can take some more. Let's do it. Unleash everything, Trump. Fire everything. Here we've got the Daily Beast, who's about to be out of business. Now that Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and the Doge, big balls, geniuses, are getting rid of all of the propaganda money laundering going through places like the Treasury Department and the USAID, you're about to be out of job. Yeah. The only people who come to this outlet over here are me to make fun of you, goofballs. Spit on you. Anyway, Daily Beast over here. Trump's savage attack on Meghan Markle, yet another blow to her relaunch. I think she's the blow to her relaunch. Yeah, Trump's the problem. With these two insufferable pricks over here, Trump's the problem. Yeah? Everybody hates these idiots. England hates these idiots because they attacked the royals. I hate these idiots because they attack America. These people have found them in a no man's land, man. You in a Dimension X zone of hatred. Everybody hates you. Who the hell likes these two idiots over here? Put that chick back in a bikini. Give her a suitcase on a game show and a bikini. That's it. Nobody wants to hear her talk. Oh, man. No, oh my God, since I'm studying to brave and a brand, I don't need no mans. Okay. Go screw yourself. Anyhow, take a look at how the establishment scumbag media works. Meghan Shitbag Markle over here is going to run for California governor. I guarantee, save this clip right here. Save it. She's going to run. She is a attention-seeking whore, and she'll do anything for a taste of power. And so she is perfectly placed for the establishment and the regime to continue pushing real stupid Democrat globalist policies that destroy this incredible state. Right? She's perfect. She's stupid. And she's married to a stupid royal. Perfect. Perfect for all of these appeal to authority fucking goofbag idiots in the state. So anyway, she'll be utilized to push forward a propaganda globalist agenda through propaganda. And so they're upset. The Daily Beast scumbags, again, not making any money on their own because they're getting money through USAID taxpayer money to propagandize us, are going to pretend that Donald Trump's the problem here. No, they're the problem. They're the problem. They're all upset that they've run up against a new MAGA world order. That's us, essays. That's us over here. Thank you guys for buying some of this swag that we got. Head over to Salt Must Flow. Get yourself a cup of shirt. Let these idiots know. We see them. So we wanted this prick kicked out of the country because he violated his paperwork for getting a visa. And Donald Trump was like, well, I'll look into it. And listen, I wanted the dude kicked out. That would have been great. The second best thing, if you're not going to kick him out, at least attack his wife. Some more Trump, holy balls. Trump savage attack on Meghan Markle, yet another blow to her relaunch. Well, what'd he say? He said, I'm not going to kick out Meghan. I'm not going to kick out Prince Harry over here, right? It says, quote, I don't want to do that. I'll leave him alone. He's got enough problems with his wife. She's terrible. Oh, damn. Shots fired. It's just too much winning.
Please, it's too much winning. No. We can't take it anymore.
No. Let's malign her some more. She deserves it. So again, because here's how you know that this is a protected entity. What have they done? They just went around going, oh my God, everybody's racist. Oh my God, they hate my wife because she's black. She's black? I'm darker than this bitch. She's black? Oh my God, everybody's super duper racist. They're the world's worst racists. Well, I don't want to say. Okay, so, I mean, you're not, how are you even pleasing lefty goofballs at this point. You're not telling us who these raving racists in the monarchy are. I'm going to keep that secret. It's fucking stupid. So anyway. You've done nothing. You bring nothing to the table. But you're going to be utilized in the future. Because, again, why else would you get all this protective, positive press over? Here's the Daily Beast. And the Daily Beast is like, oh my God, Viv. Look at Seth. Harry the McGregor, Seth, has been under a microscope in recent days after the Heritage Foundation, a right-wing conservative racist group full of Nazis, leaked to Project 2025. It says that. Relaunched its legal efforts to force U.S. authorities to release details of his immigration application. Yeah, he lied on his immigration application. On your application, it says, hey, are you a meth head? Are you a crack addict? Are you a drug user? And he said no, because that will preclude you from coming in here on a visa. But he wrote a book where he said, I'm a meth head drug abuser who's a crack addict, just like Hunter Biden. And that kind of conflicts. So people were like, I like the deep dive fucking research over here. He wrote it in a book. And they said, hey, look, his book is probably going to conflict with his immigration application. We should look into it and kick him the hell out of here. Oh, wait, you're going to take a microscope to it? You're going to take a microscope to it? He brought the microscope. He won't shut the fuck up. He won't shut up. Him and his goofball wife won't shut the fuck up. The microscope only came out because they won't shut the fuck up. So, yeah, there you go. You're upset at the people who are asking. You got a known drug abuser lying on his paperwork in this country. Maybe we should hold him because nobody's above the law. Maybe we should hold him accountable. Oh, my God. Leave him alone. Leave him. Oh, my God. You racists. Oh, my God. Again, they want to protect the dude who lied on his paperwork. They want to protect the drug act. They want to protect the dude who committed the crime. And they're upset at the people pointing out that he committed a crime. Fuck you, Daily Beast. We should arrest you. Turning off your funding is not enough. Arrest these people over here. But there's Donald Trump making fun of Meghan Markle and pointing out that Harry is, again, a drug addict who shouldn't be in this country. And the left-wing media press is upset that we're pointing this out. Good. Go fuck yourself. Spit on you. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching this video. Support the channel. We'll keep up to date on these two douchebags over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because assault must flow.